Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It was week 4 for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. I took a stab, Jones. I said, you know what? I'm not afraid of the Dublin game. I'll take a 9:30 a.m. start.
It is bold.
And I was wrong. So I cost us the Bozo right off the rip. Justin Jefferson, they threw him the ball every single time. And he also fell at like the 10-yard line. So he owes us a lot of money.
Yeah, I must have missed. That was early in the game. The Turf Monster got him.
It was like late first half, I think.
Okay.
He had like almost 100 yards receiving at halftime.
Those early London games are tricky. I didn't catch everything
Dublin.
In that one. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Dublin.
Early European
game.
Have
a pint, right. Guinness, and enjoy the game.
Dublin, my mistake.
Yeah.
But the early game will throw you for
but
a
But you loop. Hit, though. Puka Nacua.
Oh, thank
one.
You for bringing that up.
I didn't want
to brag. But yes, Puka did get into the end zone. I don't think anybody else.
Nobody else did, but it was competitive.
Yeah. Michael Penix.
Matthew Golden, I feel like, was the right call. Love threw three, two of them to Dobbs. And Golden was close.
No, three would have had a walk-in if he didn't fall over.
I feel like Dobbs was actually the right call.
Oh, Dobbs would have been better in hindsight.
I think Dobbs would have been the one.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, live to play another day. We'll be back for week 5.
Grab bag.
Boiled at the 5 and done.
Grabbed. Grab bags.
Bled. Was a summer of 69.
Survivor pool rolling right along here on Jones and Keefe. Of course, Billy and Nick were eliminated last week. So this week it was just you, me, and Terp.
Mm.
You and me both took the Bills, so we advance. And Terp took the Lions, so Terp alive. As well.
Yeah, Terp, a smoother set. Bills was a rockier road than I expected in that game. But
I know, I looked at the scoreboard and I'm like, wait a minute.
We're all still alive. Well, the three of us are still alive.
Three of us are alive, yep.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
The baseball playoffs begin tomorrow, obviously highlighted by Red Sox and Yankees at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Of course, here every game right here on WEEI throughout the postseason run. The other American League wildcard matchup is also a division matchup. Guardians and Tigers. I don't know how you feel about that. You think the Guardians keep it rolling?
Guardians smoke them.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
National League, Dodgers do not get a bye. It's the Brewers and the Phillies that get the byes. It'll be Dodgers, Reds, and then it'll be Cubs, Padres. So really the biggest note to me was the Mets choked it away. The Mets failed to make the postseason. Actually had the same record as the Reds, but lost the tiebreaker.
Second year in a row, the second the Mets are eliminated. Last year it was, was that the Yankees last year? That was the Yankees, excuse me.
Yeah.
The Mets actually wound up getting Juan Soto. I did like Pete Alonso, though, this year.
Yeah, what's Pete up to?
He's like, they get knocked out of the playoffs. He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm opting out. By the way, I'll see you guys.
Pete Alonso.
I'm going to the highest bidder. Oh, I think.
Big right stick here, first base?
I think that's a borderline perfect fit here. If you want to get ahead of how do you spend the Devers money?
Oh, that, the polar bear.
That's how you spend it. On a big right-handed bat that can play first base and DH.
Yes.
Perfect fit. Go get the polar bear.
Go get him.
Yeah. Take this promise for a ride. You saw the forest. Now come inside. You took the legend for its fall. You saw the product of it all. Now tell
visions in the air. No circumcisions on the chair. You made the weapons for us all. Just look at us now. Why can't you see that you are my grab bag? Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Ryder Cup. I know a lot of people are hot and bothered about the Ryder Cup. A lot of coverage of the Ryder Cup.
Oh, the dads were buzzing at fall baseball about the Ryder Cup.
Well, I'll tell you, there was a little bit of a comeback effort put on by the Americans, who dug themselves quite a bit of a hole.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it was Team Europe winning the 2025 Ryder Cup by a score of 15-13. Americans, really, the singles... The single matches on Sunday, they did very well.
Made a big run.
Yeah, but ultimately didn't win.
Not right. No, if they could make a putt on Saturday, they would have won this thing going away. They had a million chances to take over on Saturday and miss putt after putt after putt. I didn't appreciate Rory crying after the fact. You catch any of that?
Rory was doing a lot. Yeah, he was doing a lot
of whining and crying out of Rory.
I didn't really watch any of this, but there was a comedian who was in charge of like hosting the event.
I was unaware of this.
She started an FU Rory chant.
I saw some videos. Well, Rory's wife also got a drink dumped on her at one point.
I don't love that.
But just the whole idea where he's like, this is unacceptable. This isn't what golf is about. Like the whole weekend, like grow up.
I don't like Rory at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if like the host of your event should be starting an FU Rory chant.
Yeah. So I guess that was Heather McMahon. I heard Courtney talking about this morning. I saw some of the videos. Some of the pump up videos were embarrassing. I don't know if she was involved in that too.
Yeah,
or if there were other people. Some of the pump-up chants they were trying to do to get the crowd going were, like, really pathetic.
I don't know.
So if that's what Rory was talking about, like, that's embarrassing for the sport of golf. Fine, but, the rest of it, grow up.
Yeah,
but
it's not for me.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Al Horford has finally signed with the Golden State Warriors. Terp said it was going to happen, I think, 3 months ago.
I was going to say, maybe the worst, if you listen to Pure Hoops with Terp, maybe the worst kept secret in the league.
Seriously.
But it is now official,
Now, I don't know what you're, I think I do know your thoughts on this, but Sean Grandy tweeted out earlier. Did you see this?
No.
I don't know if you saw this.
No. I'm sure it was concise, right to the point.
So, he retweeted Al Horford, who thanks Celtics fans for his time here. And Grandy wrote, 42 to the rafters is very much in play.
No,
please. Al Horford number retired?
Oh, I mean, like, they might, but they shouldn't. I'm a small rafter guy.
I mean, me too.
I am of a
ceremony to bring them down and hand them out to the rookies. Like, hey, here's a fresh number for you. We're not using that anymore.
If
there should be like six up there.
If Horford goes up, one has to come down.
If Horford goes up,
no, they were,
his
actually,
should come back down. What are you talking about?
Horford to the rafters?
Horford to the rafters.
Please.
Al Horford?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's another Horford maybe that I was missing. I'm not doing that.
Put Perk up there while you're at it.
Sure.
Yeah. Fifth starter on a
big
championship
Baby Davis,
team.
Yeah, yeah. Leon Poe had a good game. Yeah, put him up there.
The other big on a championship team. Yeah.
I gasped when I saw that.
Actually, he was a sixth man when Porzingis was healthy, actually. Put it up there.
Put him up there.
Okay.
Hang it high. Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because
we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without... Grab bag.
If you're into preseason hockey, and I know that you are, the Bruins take on the Flyers tonight. Jeremy Swayman scheduled to play the whole game.
Oh, it's his net.
It's his net tonight. He's the first off the ice.
I like that.
Skate.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your
grab bag.
Malik Nabers officially done for the season, the star wide receiver for the New York Giants, which another guy scheduled or on the Patriots schedule. That was already a game I would have given the Patriots anyway, just ahead of time. But, I mean, their one explosive playmaker is now gone.
Well, and it's just, it figures. Giants fans finally are getting excited about, hey, Jackson Dart's making his first start, and Cam Scataboo actually looks pretty good.
Scataboo.
And now Neighbors is in his second year, and he's one of the best receivers in the league, and you lose him. So right when you're trying to get excited about something, it all gets tossed out the window. But no, that makes the Pats-Giants game,
yeah,
which is scheduled.
Scheduled
for a Monday night game later this year, even easier for the Pats. True.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags on Jones. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, let's take a look at the box office, Jones, from this past weekend. The number one movie in America.
Yeah.
One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. Nick and I have both already seen this film.
There's been a lot of chatter about it in the breaks.
Well, not me, but some are saying it's the best movie of all time.
Best movie of all time.
Yeah, you know, that literally is, I think somebody wrote that.
I've seen that too. Wow.
A lot of other people are suggesting of the last 10 years.
Okay.
A little more of a modest, but yet still complimentary
take. That seems like a take that kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Yeah. The greatest movie of all time feels like one that's a take that stands out.
Yeah, a
hot take.
So, Davey and I.
Is it his best movie?
Is it Leo's best?
No. Paul Thomas Anderson's.
I think Boogie Nights is pretty great. I would say
Magnolia
Boogie Nights
is also really good.
Magnolia is good. There Will Be Blood maybe is more just like an incredible individual performance. But yeah, I like it better than some of the other ones that he's done. But this one, I'm guessing, will be like Oscar nominated and all that stuff.
Well, it's the best movie of all time. I hope it's nominated for an Oscar.
Although the Oscars is not always right.
That's a good point.
But Davey and I will do a full dork podcast on One Battle After Another, as well as Alien Earth, the show that I've mentioned a few times that ended last week. So that made $22 million, coming in at second in the box office. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie.
Oh.
So, you know, I guess my kids aren't into this, so I'm not all that familiar. But Gabby's Dollhouse, live-action movie. I think Kristen Wiig is in it.
Oh.
Made $14 million. The Conjuring Last Rites in its fourth week was third. The Strangers Chapter 2 in its first week. These movies are apparently trash.
Ew.
Like the new Strangers. The original Strangers is
Chapter
scary.
2. Chapter 1 was good.
Then that Demon Slayer.
Chapter 1 was horrible.
No, Chapter 1 was terrible. It's like a new launch.
Got it.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Gotcha. It's a horror movie, though, so it's cheap to make. They get excited about it, and then that's what you got. But anyway, there's the box office.
Turn on the radio, and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah.
All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
For one final time.
This is it?
Yeah, I thought Friday was going to be it. But okay. No, this is it. This is it. Because they did not make the postseason.
No.
And they also fired their manager, Bob Melvin.
Oh.
Yeah, so Devers got the manager fired.
Oh, man. So Devers went there and already they're scapegoating somebody other. Oh. Okay. So Bob Melvin is fired there.
Bob Melvin.
That's unfortunate.
You're done.
Okay.
Yeah. It's.
He did homer yesterday, so he finishes.
Whee!
20 homers, 51 RBIs.
Okay.
The Giants were 10 games below 500 with him, 40-50, .236 batting average, .807 OPS. I can double check this. He was hitting like .195 in September. For everybody who goes, they really need the way he's going. I think he was hitting under .200 entering Saturday.
Yeah.
In the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
All right, Jones. It's a couple of days late, but we need to play it anyway. Friend of the show, Hogdale, on the call Friday night for the Sadon Rafaela walk-off.
Great.
Canely looks in. Pitch for Sadon. Swung on and lifted. Left center. No center field. High and deep.
Bruh.
Back. Bats against the middle of the wall. Romy rounds around second. Coming around third. Comes home. And he walks it up. And for the first time since 2021, your Boston Red Sox are going back to the playoffs. We don't need to wait for the Astros to lose. You just win the game and you punch your ticket. You punch your ticket. We are back.
Nice.
Pretty good. Very excited.
I do. I think we clipped off the end there, but he does like all of a sudden go like real serious. This is what all big broadcasters do. They can go from high energy
and
to
the first time since 2021.
Good stat.
The all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs.
Spider-Man meme.
Yeah,
Sean McDonough Hogdale.
Yeah, so, you know, but he can go from, you know, high energy to very, very serious, and I think Hogdale really shut off his chops there.
What I also like that you don't get on the radio broadcast, which I also love and I listen to quite a bit, is you don't get when somebody subscribes and you get that sounder. So when you're on Twitch,
bruh.
Is that a subscription? That's
a
subscription?
I think you got a new subscriber, maybe.
Oh, nice. I thought that was like a donation. I thought maybe you got like a donut. Somebody dropped the donut.
Sometimes it's, you can have a sound notification for either one.
Nice.
If you had that during the Red Sox game, that'd be, add that. You know, add that. A new listener popping in, you get to play
something
like that.
You want to flex on people.
Yeah,
let them know.
I think that's pretty good. Yeah. I don't see why not.
G-R-A-B-B-A-G. You can call me Grab Bag. G-R-A-B-B-A-G. You can call me Grab Bag.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from the last day of the regular season, Sunday, September 28th. Was it Alejandro Kirk, who can't get thrown out
fast
on
as the
hit
wind
to right field when you sock two dingers and you drive in six?
Wow.
Was it Jose Ramirez? 2 for 5, 3 steals.
I saw this.
And did it on Dollar Dog Night. Was it Mike Yastrzemski? 2 for 4, 2 home runs and a steal.
Uh-huh.
Was it Simeon Woods Richardson?
Oh, he's been in here a lot lately.
6 scoreless with 9 Ks.
Nice.
Or was it Shane Smith? 6 scoreless with 8 Ks.
Let's go Jose Ram.
You want Jose Ram?
Yeah, let's go Jose. Right. I can't give Kirk the award with the way he's moving around. I can't give it to Alejandro Kirk, so let's go Jose Ram.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All righty. We have a starting pitcher who had 13 big league seasons, pitched for 6 clubs over that time.
Sure.
The White Sox, Dodgers, Padres, Angels, Snakes, Rockies.
Okay.
One-time All-Star.
Yeah.
One-time World Series winner.
With whom?
The Chi Sox.
Okay.
The Southsiders, Jones.
Yep.
And that year, he finished 6th in the Cy Young.
Bam.
So one-time All-Star, received votes for the Cy Young once, where he finished 6th, had 4 consecutive 200-plus inning seasons.
Oh, he's eating innings.
And even the seasons prior to and after that was like 191. The guy got the ball and went. He'd give you 32 starts, 33 starts every single year of his career, where he went 136 and 125 with a 4.37 career ERA.
Okay, so Mark Burley is too. It's not Mark Burley.
It's not Mark Burley, and in fact, it's for sure not Mark Burley because this guy would throw it from the right side.
Ah.
Also, would dig in from the right side.
Okay, good to know.
Not, if needed to bat.
Not James Shields.
Twitch chat has it. Text line.
Esteban Loaiza, we've had. Esteban Loaiza?
No, it's
we've
not.
Had Esteban
Loaiza. Just because we've had him doesn't really mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I shouldn't cross that out. Who else is in that rotation?
Well, that's for you to find out.
I am trying to find out.
I feel like every time we have an 05 White Sox, like, who is that third?
Yeah,
fourth?
Honestly, that was
how did they win?
They were so dominant that whole year, but that, like, honestly, you look back, you're like, who was it? AJ Pierzynski and what? Mark Burley? Who was even on that
it
team?
It was Smoke and Mirrors mainly.
There was
it was Mark Burley.
There was one other guy. Who was it?
I think we've done 2 of the other guys in the rotation.
Was Loaiza one of them?
They had, no, I don't think they did have Loaiza. They had a couple old dudes in there. He wasn't one of the said old dudes. He was like actually a younger dude at the time.
At the time. I'm about to cave and look.
Mark Burley finished 5th in the Cy Young that year. He finished 6th. Those guys split votes.
I'm looking.
You got one?
Is it John Garland?
He got it!
Yeah, I think
pretty random.
I think of him as a Ranger, but that is quite random. Yeah. John Garland, good one.
Why do you think of him as a Ranger?
I thought he was a Ranger.
I don't think he ever played for the Rangers.
Well, am I confusing him with somebody else?
Did I say Rangers? No, I didn't say Rangers.
Who does John Garland play for?
I just told you all the six teams.
Yeah, that was before you told me John Garland. I remember
White Sox.
Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea. You're not thinking of the right guy. White Sox, Dodgers, Padres, Angels, Snakes, Rockies.
What was I saying?
You are thinking of Esteban Loaiza, and it's not him.
I can't get Loaiza out of my head. Okay, John Garland, your random ball player.
Freddy Garcia is a good guess, but he also pitched for the Mariners.
And we've also definitely had him, but again, that does not rule him out whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
Nice facial hair going on John Garland. Kind of like a little flavor saver going on there in his baseball reference photo anyway.
A tickler.
Yeah, very Very tasteful. So that's every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Drake May and Marcus Jones.
Woo!
Big Patriots Monday here today. Plus, you have the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And of course, it's a Patriots Monday, so we got a chance to speak with tight end Hunter Henry.
You're back in the end zone. Another victory, so you know it's time for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, mother.
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, Hunter Henry, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you in 2016 when a Cincinnati zoo worker shot and killed Harambe?
Oof, man, that one comes out of nowhere. I was probably 65.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
That's what Harambe is.
65. So, yeah. Again, it is less surprising than the Will Smith slapping of Chris Rock, significantly. But also much more surprising than the twist at the end of The Sixth Sense.
Or Destiny's Child breaking up.
Right.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good graphic at the end of the year. Yeah. Just get the whole scale.
Don't say you're not learning anything about Hunter Henry when he comes
learning
on.
A great deal of Hunter Henry.
Each and every Patriots Monday.
Guys off to a hell of a start, too.
Speaking of which, jam-packed Patriots Monday today.
Woo!
You got Drake May. You got Marcus Jones. You got Hart and Fitzy. What's going on, Andy?
Where were the stars come to play? Yeah, WEEI apparently. Afternoons.
Seriously.
Apparently, stars of the game yesterday. I would even include Josh McDaniels, although I heard you kind
of you would.
Crapping on him a little bit earlier. He was in his bag.
It's easy to be in your bag when you're starting in Carolina's territory all day.
Yeah, but there was one stretch there. You remember that stretch where it was Austin Hooper for like 20 yards?
Yeah, that was a good
end
drive.
End around.
Yeah, that made
and
it,
then fake end around, backside run.
That made it 14-6. That was a good drive.
He was feeling himself right there. He was dialing up some nice stuff.
I mean, Marcus Jones just returned one to the house, but yeah.
Yeah, I know they needed the little jolt that Marcus Jones gave them, but I'm saying once the offense had the ball, Josh McDaniels and Drake May, they were simpatico. You just, I don't care for that face.
He goes,
I don't care for that face.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they I think they started past their own 40 four different times yesterday.
Okay, well, you still got to go the other 60.
Yeah,
they did. How many field goals they try? How many field goals they try?
It's a lot easier to go 60. Yeah.
Your rookie kicker went 6-for-6 on PATs. He didn't have to kick field goals.
Which was good, because that's been an issue in the past.
So which relationship has you more excited? Drake May with Stephon Diggs or Drake May with Josh McDaniels?
Who can we answer?
Go ahead.
May Diggs.
May Diggs.
Yeah, May Diggs. Yeah.
No.
Diggs Cardi B after some of those clips from her podcast.
Is Stephon Diggs maybe the most interesting person around right now?
Yeah, he might be.
More interesting than me. That's
on field.
Yeah.
He might be.
Yeah. Then he had this one comment that I kind of took as a positive, like he's 5 out of 10 in the offense. You're like, damn, if he gets to like 8 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
And then Vrabel's like, whoa, I got to talk to him about that. Why is he failing right now? Study your playbook, idiot.
He didn't love
a lot
that.
Of room to grow. But yes, 315 Drake May, 330 Marcus Jones, the stars of the game come to EEI after this.
Okay.
Very good.
Check them out. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Kids eat free at the 99 every Sunday in October. Kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchase. You gotta love the nine. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons with Drake May and Marcus Jones. We're back tomorrow at 10 on a Tier Tuesday, a Tom E. Tuesday. We got a Kiefer Madness for you as well. We'll talk to you at 10 tomorrow on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.